On today's show, the new Mustang is off to a hot start in the U.S. Canada sheds its stake in General Motors, and a look at the styling of the new Nissan Maxima. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for April 7th of 2015. As you know, in order to protect jobs while General Motors restructured during bankruptcy, the U.S. government took a stake in the company. Those shares were sold last year. The Canadian government also took a stake in GM during the same time, and now it's divesting itself from the automaker. The finance department announced it will sell over 73 million shares that are worth about $2.7 billion to Goldman Sachs. Once the sale is complete, the UAW's Viva Healthcare Trust Fund will be the largest GM shareholder. A year ago at this time, Ford made a huge splash at the New York Auto Show with the debut of the new Mustang. And now that the new pony car has been on dealer lots, we thought we'd take a look at how it's selling. Through the first quarter of the year, the company sold just under 30,000 Mustangs, a gain of over 50% compared to last year. And it easily outsold its main rivals, the Dodge Challenger and the Chevy Camaro. This is a great start for the new Mustang, but remember, these are only U.S. sales. It isn't available worldwide just yet. And don't forget to tune in to Autoline After Hours this Thursday. Our guest is Rini Sharoni from Toyota, who will be bringing in the company's pedestrian dummies, Steve and Steve Jr., into the studio. So if you have any questions, send them in via Twitter or email them to us at viewermail@autoline.tv. That's this Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Our latest Autoline this week generated a ton of controversy, and we'll have more about that right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires. Your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Wow, have we gotten a ton of feedback to the most recent Autoline this week, all about issues facing dealerships today, especially the piece about defending dealer franchise laws. While a lot of the comments have been spot on, there's been one misconception that I've seen pop up a few times. That's if a startup company did go under, that there would be someone willing and waiting to take up the repair on its vehicles. Saturn and Saab were used as past examples, but those vehicles were already made from platforms that existed under another manufacturer or already have traditional powertrain and suspension setups, so repairing them would not take extra knowledge and tools to fix. But if it was a hybrid or EV maker that went under, it'd be a different story. It's only been within the last few years that hybrid training has started to catch on in repair shops, and only within the last few years that EV training has even been available. Maybe in ZEV states this wouldn't be much of an issue, but outside of those, would a shop be willing to take on the necessary needs to repair those types of vehicles? And would enough even come in to justify it? I, for one, don't think many would. Automakers are using more efficient powertrains and reducing weight to improve fuel economy, but low rolling resistance tires are becoming popular to help boost MPGs too. And Bridgestone just introduced its new Ecopia tire that it claims can drive an extra 20 miles per tank if you drive 400 miles between fill-ups. Of course, other factors and road conditions can vary that number. But if you're looking for a new pair of shoes to go a little further on fuel, or just a replacement for your current low rolling resistance tires, Bridgestone's new Ecopia is backed by a 70,000-mile warranty and is available in 43 sizes. You know, a lot of people drink a cup of coffee in the morning to get them awake and alert, but just in case that didn't work, Nissan has a solution. Select 2015 Muranos and 2016 Maximas will come with a feature called Driver Attention Alert. The system adapts to each driver to establish a baseline, and if it sees behavior consistent with a drowsy driver, an audible chime will sound and an amber coffee cup will pop up on the dash. Now they just need to add a machine that pumps out a fresh espresso when the system is activated. And speaking of the Maxima, coming up next, we'll take a look at the styling of the all-new sedan.
Autoline.
The all-new Nissan Maxima drew a lot of attention at the New York Auto Show, not only because it's an important car for the company, but also of its bold styling. On last week's Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Pierre Luong, the head of product planning at Nissan North America, and he talked about the new design, plus its similarity to the new Murano.
Designers wanted to give a family resemblance at least to those two cars, which are close again to those two cars cross shop with, I mean, to some extent, 10-15% with the luxury brands. And family resemblance is the V-shaped grille, but it's also the floating roof, the character line on the side.
That little kick up in the rear three-quarter panel, too. Absolutely.
Maxima is a very interesting example. I mean, the first review, the first design review we had at the very beginning of the process, early 2012, when typically we look at quarter-scale models, we had six or seven, I don't remember exactly, one immediately captured everybody's attention. It was like, yeah, we want this one, which is rare, because usually in that type of situation you have, we'd like the front of this one, the rear of this one, the side of this one. On that day, we had a quarter-scale model. We selected three, because that's the process. You go with three, go with two, go with one. The one that was selected is, in fact, very close to the car that you see today in production.
There's a lot of great info about the new Maxima and other Nissan product in that show. Plus, John and his panel share their impressions of other cars that debuted at the New York show. You can watch it right now on our website or on our YouTube channel. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow. We'll be right back.